Hare Krishna. Purity heralds freedom from misery. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter, 65th verse, Krishna says, Prasade sarva dukkhanam anirasyopajayate prasanna chetaso yashu buddhi paryavatishtate. So it says, Prasade, when we get Prasad, Prasad refers to mercy, mercy which comes in the form of purity. Then, sarva dukkhanam hanir, all miseries go away, they get destroyed. Asya upajayate, it is born from that. Freedom from miseries arises from that. Prasanna chetaso yashu. And then one becomes prasanna chetaso. One becomes cheerfully disposed. Buddhi paryavatishtate. And one's intelligence gets situated strongly, firmly. So, now, what does the statement sarva dukkhanam hani? What does freedom from misery actually mean? Suppose a person is sick. So at that time, say if a person has become sick because of excessive intake of alcohol, then there is a disease which is racking the body. But as much as that is a disease is a threat, similarly, along with that, there is also the threat of the person again relapsing into alcohol and thereby inflicting further injury on oneself. And suppose if that person could just somehow become free from that addiction to alcohol, that itself would be a great release from misery. And once that person is free from the alcohol and if that person is taking a good treatment, a reliable treatment, then firstly, the self-inflicted ongoing misery in terms of taking more alcohol, that is stopped, and the misery in terms of the disease, that is being cured. The person is on the path to freedom from misery. So that is the same case with us, what Krishna is talking about here in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, when we are in material existence, we are diseased by what is called bhava-roga, by the disease of material existence, where our desires are caught in material things. And because of being captivated thus, our desires cause us bondage and they cause us suffering. So the way to become free from such bondage and suffering is by the practice of sincere bhakti. So what happens when we practice the rules and regulations of bhakti and rise towards purification by that, then the first result of purification is that we don't inflict any further misery on ourselves. That means we don't get into activities that unnecessarily complicate and aggravate our misery. So that itself is a big relief from misery. Further, not only are we getting... whereas a medicine will cure gradually, the process of bhakti yoga is such that yes, it will also eventually liberate us from material existence, but along with that, it also enables us to find shelter in Krishna, to absorb ourselves in Krishna, and by that higher absorption, free ourselves from the lower entanglement, from the lower misery. So, for us as sadhakas, we get this conviction that by absorption in Krishna, by purity. So why is purity needed for this? Because by the steady practice of bhakti have become purified, then we no longer get into entangling, misery-inducing actions, habits, addictions. And also, whenever in the course of life any miseries come of their own accord, we know what to do. We know that we can take shelter of Krishna, absorb ourselves in Krishna, by which we can tolerate and even transcend those miseries. The miseries won't go away, but they won't crush us under their footstep, because we have the shelter of someone far greater, that is the Supreme Being Krishna. In this way, purity is the key to freedom from misery. Thank you. Hare Krishna.